Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in the City of Lights in Las Vegas, Nevada, celebrating with the Indian World Champion bareback bronc rider by the name of Jayco Roper from Oktahaw, Oklahoma. Jayco, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How long have you been riding bareback horses?
I started when I was about 7, and I'm 18 now.
Yes, sir. And so you're going to graduate from high school this year?
Yeah, just in a month or two, actually. Yeah. Been working really hard on my schoolwork, too.
Yes, sir. And what plans do you have for yourself when you graduate?
I guess I might plan on going to college and up there in Wyoming.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to seeing you at the University of Wyoming, my alma mater. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of opportunities. You know, it's quite an amazing thing for a man to get a scholarship with rodeo skills. And if you really consider it, there is a minute amount of people that have the privilege or opportunity to get a college education, and your bareback riding skills may just put that in your lap.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm very fortunate for all the things that have been given to me and everything I've been blessed with.
You know, we might have some youngsters listening to us that if you were to introduce them to the art of riding bareback horses, what could you tell them about the fun of it?
You don't have to go get big old arms or nothing. I mean, I'm sure you've seen my little bitty arms, you know? I mean, it's all in technique, training, trust your training. That's all there is to it. You train hard, you're gonna get it done.
Anything else you'd like to add to this world championship night?
No, I just can't express how happy I am. I just feel so blessed.
We're very proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jayco Roper, world champion Indian rodeo cowboy in the bareback bronc riding. In the world of all Indian rodeo, there's good people and there's heroes. Tonight, a man by the name of Howard Edmonton was inducted into the Indian National Finals Rodeo Hall of Fame. Howard, congratulations. That's got to feel really good to be a Hall of Famer coming from Oklahoma.
Yes, sir, it really does. It's one of the greatest honors can be bestowed upon a man. You know, world championships are great, but being inducted into the Hall of Fame means you've made an impact on someone's life, and someone has, you know, awarded you for that. But I thank God most of all, you know, for the good friends and the camaraderie throughout rodeo. And I get to pass this on to my son, and my friends that I gained through rodeo, they now take care of him when I'm not there to take care of him. And I'm just a super proud dad. I'm more proud for him than I am myself.
Muscogee Creek Indian Cowboy, well, we can visit about that as well. You're inducted into the Hall of Fame the same night your son wins an Indian World title in the steer wrestling.
Well, you know, this kind of all played out in my dreams. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. And that's why I would push him hard to be the best that he could be so he could carry on and be an example for his brothers. He's got two other brothers that we hadn't seen in a while that, I mean, he's a perfect example of what hard work is, you know, and it'll pay off.
Yes, sir. I believe you had a biblical quote in your Hall of Fame induction. Would you share that with us?
Yeah, it's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. You know, and when you get too low or too weak, you know, there's always strength in there that you could find through the power of God. And I firmly believe in that because I've been at my lowest for the last 6 years. And he has risen me up and promised me that I would get to see my boy excel. And he would exalt me, and all the glory goes to God for this.
At his words of our champion, Hall of Famer Howard Edmondson, and his son Brian accepting the Indian World Champion steer wrestling saddle. Congratulations and thank you. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.